Do you remember the good old days of early TikTok and Instagram Reels where it seemed like every post you made just seemed to pop off? I remember when TikTok first came out and every video I posted just seemed to explode. Then right after Instagram decided to get into the game essentially with Reels, and the same thing, the view count was just insane. Now, however, it seems like things have calmed down to the point where you're lucky to even break the 1,000 view mark. And I constantly hear other brokers and creators complaining about how the algorithm is out to get them and how Instagram has purposely been pushing their view counts down on talking head videos. While I can't confirm or deny this, there's no doubt it's hard to get exposure right now. All I know is you've got to play with the hand you're dealt and just work with it. With all that said, I've developed best practices and strategies along the way that have enabled me to grow my followers on Instagram by another 1,500 in the last 3 months. So in this episode, you'll learn 5 ways on how to increase your view count from proven methods I've been using myself. If you're new to the show, my name's Tom Moffitt, and I'm joined by my good buddy, business partner, and co-host Brandon Love. Whether you're new in the industry or a seasoned vet, you will get specific takeaways from every episode as we're both active mortgage brokers in the mortgage biz, testing new strategies to then share to our audience. Let the commission breath be your tool to grow in your mortgage business. So with that being said, let's get right into it. All right. Tom here. Welcome back to another episode of Commission Breath. It's just me here today. So this is going to be a solo episode. I'm excited for this one. It's been quite a while. I don't even know the last time I did a solo, but nonetheless, we're going to dive into some social today and we're going to get really granular on some of the strategies that I've been using and implementing into my own social media. And I think this is really going to help you guys with the view count overall for your videos. And one thing I will mention is, of course, view count doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get more business on social. I truly do believe the best way to get business is through DMs. But at the same time, having the view count enables you to get more followers, subscribers, get more interactions with people. So it opens up the door for a lot of opportunity, but really the business really comes down to closing it through DMs. So for this video, I'm just going to be focusing in on view count. So let's start off with point number one, take some time to research. So instead of just kind of showing up and throwing up and just kind of like winging it for every video that you want to create, have an idea of what you want to talk about. And I've gone as far as really scripting out my hook and having it outlined ahead of time, because that's really going to allow you to have the frame for your video. And I'm even at the point now where I'm just doing some bullet points for what I want to talk about in the video to keep me on point. So when I'm talking about video here, I'm not talking about YouTube videos. Like, that's a whole other topic and episode. I'm just going to talk about short form videos here today, because I imagine that's what most of you are doing if you're on social. YouTube's a whole other beast, but nonetheless, script it out. Maybe not word for word, do whatever works best for you. But I found that when I script it out, I'm not as authentic and it doesn't come as naturally to me. And I see that with a lot of people. Maybe they have like the prompts on their screen and they're reading it word for word. I find that it comes as a bit inauthentic. So I would just do some bullet points, make sure you do the research up front. And with that being said, when you do the research too, make sure it's a video that people actually want to watch. Instead of going super specific on a mortgage feature, if you're going to go that route, at least make it broader for the audience and tie it into some sort of bigger desire that they want. So for example, if you're talking about maybe a fixed versus variable, at the same time, what do people really want when they're picking their rate or their term? They really want to save money. So tie that into that desire of saving money and make it broader instead of going super specific on the actual mortgage feature that you're talking about. When it comes to research, you really have 2 different ways to do this. You can go on TikTok. I love their search feature on that. Instagram's is absolutely horrible. I wouldn't try using Instagram, unfortunately. I love Instagram, but for their search engine, it's absolutely horrible. TikTok has a great one. You can go in there. You can literally filter it by like and view count, the date as well. So I usually do the like count and for the last 30 days. And then what I do is I get inspiration from whatever posts are performing best. And it's not just mortgage specific material. You can be a bit broader. It can be real estate in general. It can be finance tips. If you're comfortable going that route, I highly recommend it because it's going to broaden your audience. And yes, the riches are in the niches. We all know that. But in order to get the business, you do have to reach a broader audience, in my opinion. And if you have some more finance topics, then you're going to reach a larger audience and it's going to help you with your view count. So I think that's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make. It's just not an entertaining video. It's very specific to a mortgage feature and people just don't care. They just kind of tune it out and they go to the next video, which hurts your audience retention. And then your platform that you're posting on just isn't going to push it forward for more viewers outside of your subscribers. This is still point number one, but the second way you can research your topics is using Google Trends. So search that on Google, go to Google Trends on Google, and you'll see that there's a whole platform there where you can search the different types of trends and what people are actually searching for. This will help as well. I recommend going with the first option with TikTok to start out with, because you can see the proven formula and video that's actually being successful right now. And that's not to say that you're gonna rip off that video and do it word for word. Put your own spin on it, but yeah, get some inspiration, get an idea from what these people are posting and what's successful. Like back when I was on TikTok, I had people just rip off my content word for word. And I honestly didn't care, but it's not going to perform as well because it's not yourself. It's not your own spin. So I highly recommend if you're going to get inspiration from other people, at least have your own spin on it. The second point here. So tip number two, you got to have that strong hook. So you've probably heard this many times before, have that hook, but what does that really mean? The hook is really to retain that person from scrolling to the next video. So in order to do that, there's a better way to do it instead of actually just saying it and having the same text on the screen. What I mean by that is there's two different hooks. There's the written hook on the actual screen, so the text hook, and there's the hook of what you're actually saying. So I highly recommend optimize the text on the video as your main hook. And then as you're talking, make sure your captions for your words aren't overlapping with your text on screen hook. I see people do that all the time where it's very confusing for the viewer when you have the text on screen. So let's just use 3 tips to save money on your mortgage. It's horrible, but you get what I mean. That's your text on screen hook. And then they start talking and the captions are kind of jumbling in with that text on screen. It's just a lot for the viewer. There's 3 different things that viewer has to pay attention to: what they're saying, they're reading the captions, they're looking at the text on screen. It's just a lot of stuff going on. So get rid of the captions off the start. Have the text on screen as your written hook. And when you start talking, make sure you're not saying the thing that's on the text on screen. Make sure it's different than what the text on screen is. I highly recommend when you start off the video, have it as a conversation. So it's almost like you're talking to a buddy of yours because they're going to see the hook on there. So you don't need to actually rephrase the hook. Just start talking and have it different from that. So a good example, like go to my Instagram, you'll see what I mean by that. It's kind of hard to explain on audio here, but go check out my Instagram. You'll see the link in the description in this video. You can go there and look at some examples there, but I highly recommend doing that for your hook and make sure it's not like a top 3 tips on how to optimize your mortgage. Like don't do the whole top 3 things all the time. People are kind of tired of that. Have something that's a bit more cheeky and a bit more attention grabbing. And yes, it's a bit more clickbaity, but as long as you perform in the video and you actually give some insight and some valuable information, I don't believe that's clickbait. It's only clickbait if you're enticing them to click on something and you're not delivering on what you're promising. So point number three, get some different camera angles. So as you're recording the video, a lot of the times you're not going to get it in one take. So whatever you're using, whether you're getting a professional editor or whether you're doing it yourself in the app, you're going to be cutting out different segments of it. And when you do that, deliver each point, but do it in a different frame. So if you're watching on YouTube here, I'll kind of try to do an example with my phone. If I'm recording my video like this, I say my one point, then I'll move over here and then I'll say my next point and it's pointing to a different background. And what that does is it keeps the viewer watching and listening because it's more eye-catching when you have different backgrounds each point. That is a cool tip you can do. I wouldn't overdo it because then it's just kind of like it's a lot for the person. But one thing I found is I've been changing up my location for my videos. I found that when I'm doing my solo videos, talking head videos in my office, it does not perform as well as being out in the public. So whether it's in my car or out in nature on a walk, I find those ones perform so much better. And I'm really trying to do more in my car, which sounds really weird when I say that. But if you think about it, when you're in your car, it's soundproof. So you're not going to hear anything else. It's really good audio on your phone alone. You actually don't even need a mic. If you point yourself in the direction of where the sun is, and it's not too bright, you're going to have awesome lighting. So there's a lot of benefits to doing it in the car and no one's around you to bug you. So I've been trying that out more and I'm getting more views in the car versus in my office. And I don't know if it's because of all of those things I've mentioned or if it's just, it seems more authentic to the viewer versus being in the office with like a more polished edit. I'm not quite sure yet, but this is a trend that I'm seeing with a lot of people is they're kind of going back into the authentic type of videos, which is my next point. So be authentic with your videos. Try to talk to the person like it's a one-on-one instead of like talking at them and you're kind of announcing something to a group of people. People can really sense the difference there and they'll tune you out as soon as it sounds like you're lecturing them. And please don't tell people what they need to do. I find that's like the worst thing you can do is like, you need to do this. They don't want to be told to do something. So instead of saying, hey, you need to do this, be like, hey, this is what I learned and this is what I recommend going forward. Like have it a bit softer instead of saying you need to do this one thing and just be authentic. Like I said, talk to them like they're your friend. I know you've probably heard that before, but it's true. A really good way to do that is say you have like your spouse at home or someone that's with you in the house. Maybe have them in the room and try to script it where you're talking to them. I've tried doing that before and it really helps. So that can be something that helps you. And honestly, this is stuff that you're going to learn along the way. And it's a skill that you will develop. It's not going to happen right away. Your first couple videos are going to suck and you're going to sound like a robot. It's just the way it is. You just got to get your reps out there and eventually it does get better. Like if I go back to my old TikTok posts, I'm not on TikTok anymore, by the way, just Instagram, but when I first started out, I was mostly on TikTok. Like I was like yelling at the fucking camera and really just like preaching to people. And some of them did well because TikTok was great when it first came out for views. But I look back at those and I cringe and I absolutely hate them. Whereas I look at mine now and they're not perfect, but I feel like they're more authentic and I'm speaking to a buddy instead of just yelling at someone. So authentic is really coming back. I've been talking to all my realtor partners about this is instead of having those highly polished edits, people are tired of that, like the Hormozy style. They were great for a while. And if you really look at the cycle of social media, it first started out with authentic posts, like people posting pictures of like their life, like their food, where they're at night, like stuff like that. And it was more still images. And if you look at what's popular now, a lot of the strategy is to use carousel posts. Those are popping off. And for videos, it's more like raw and unedited footage that are really doing well. And I tested this in my own business, like I mostly do talking head videos in my office. And usually it'll get like around 1,000 views, like they used to be a lot more before, but now they just suck. They don't go anywhere. Whereas now, once I start doing it in my car or whether it's like a text on screen video, I'm getting thousands of views for that. Like my last text on screen video, I got more than 15,000 views, a quick 6-second video with some text on screen. Like it's insane what's working right now. But yeah, try to get away from the highly polished edits. Just test it out. The cool part about that too is you don't have to pay for an editor. It's cheaper to do. The in-house edit option on both TikTok and Instagram are phenomenal. They're awesome. If you play around with it and do 2 to 3 posts, like you'll get the hang of it. And it's pretty quick to do. It doesn't take too much time to actually do a post. And once you get better at recording videos, it becomes even faster. You're not doing so many takes to get to the point where you need to. Even if you screw up a little bit, like I said, that's authentic. People like that, not the super polished stuff. So my last point to this is tip number 5, when you do the edits, whether you're getting an editor or whether you're doing it yourself, don't have any dead space in there. Try to make it super quick and choppy. Obviously, there's a certain amount of speed that you don't want to go past. Like you don't want to like be to the point where you're not clear on your message, but try to remain authentic. I feel like I've said that 20 times in this episode, but honestly, it's true. Be authentic while not going too slow on it and really try to emphasize the points that you want in the video by having some tonality as you speak and having some slower moments of what you want to emphasize, but don't have that dead space where you have the one point and then you jump to the next point, but it takes like half a second to get into. People are going to scroll at that point. You want to retain them. So as you're editing in the Instagram or TikTok app, make sure you cut out all that dead space and you can see that there with the audio waves. And if you're just getting an editor to do it, they'll do it automatically. You don't have to tell them to do it. So that's a really good way to just keep it super tight and keep it short. Try to keep it as short as possible while also getting the message across to people. You don't want to do it too short where it's at the point where you're not able to get your message across, but you also don't want it to be a long video where you're summarizing what you just told people, you don't need to summarize the point you just made. I found myself doing that all the time because I felt the need to, but just end the video once you've got your point across, because the whole point is to have a really good retention on your video. And if you're about to summarize what you just said in a 30-second video, you don't need to do that. And people are going to click off once you start summarizing stuff. So make sure you cut that out. You're going to see your retention shoot right up, which is a good thing, which is going to increase your views in that sense. So I'll leave it at that. I have a lot more stuff that I want to go over that I'll probably do some more solo videos in the future here. And if you guys have any questions on this, or if you think I should be adding something or something that's been working for you and your business, please let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram, send me a DM. And of course, if you like this content and it's helping you, make sure to give us a rating and review, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast platform you're on. Please give us that rating review. It really helps us get more future guests on in the future. And also YouTube, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and hit that like button. Cheers, guys.